Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, for the love of God, you'd think this guy doesn't have a job seeing as how he's here all the time. And no, this shit definitely does not pay, in case you're curious. Ladies and gentlemen, our returning champion, whatever the fuck that means, Jeff May. Also joining me, she's one half of my favorite pair of friends on the planet. Unless Jeff May is a total goddamn liar, I think you can see all three of us and Maria Shahada somewhere in Arizona next month. Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Reinhardt. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, hold on one second.
The guy that skipped my birthday party and didn't say anything about my birthday is giving me a hard time because I'm trying to eat my breakfast.
You're saying this to me? I didn't even get invited to your birthday party.
Everybody got invited to my birthday.
Wait, I didn't get invited.
Are we recording yet?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, when was your birthday?
Saturday.
Oh. Excuse me. I have met you before that.
It was all
invited.
Blasted all over the internet.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It sure was.
Quincy messaged me once.
Oh, Quincy mentioned. Oh, wow. No, not a lot of people got messaged by Quincy. That's crazy.
He's can you believe
And I'm supposed to just remember?
That must mean that you're very important to me if he was willing to send that message. Wow, that's insane.
What did you do?
I feel really awful now. Thank
no,
you
it's cool.
Walk me through this thing that I wasn't invited to.
Yeah, you turn to us and you're like, "Can you believe this motherfucker didn't come to my birthday?" And you're looking
hey,
at
but
us.
Hey, but what did I do? What did I do on your birthday? Hey. Not even knowing it was your birthday.
You bought me a devil shirt.
I bought you a shirt.
What?
On your birthday, not knowing it was your, just out of the kindness of my heart. So I feel like that is an even better gift.
I basically posted all over the internet that I was going. Here's where I was going. Because I don't do event invites. Because
Ooh.
as a comedian, you get inundated with fucking 12 invites every hour. Like, come to my show at this. And I don't do that. So all I'm doing is just, I put it out there.
Do I have to be friends with you on Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't think I am.
Oh, well, that's on you.
Well, I didn't see, like, I don't.
I'm looking at your Facebook right now.
I don't monitor your Facebook feed like that,
It was
man.
From what, last Wednesday, and then I posted again, and I tweeted about it.
Why wouldn't you just send me a text and say, hey, we're doing this for my birthday? I'm a dude.
I didn't want to bother you.
I don't remember anyone's birthday.
Do you always wear a baseball hat, Jeff?
I do a lot, yeah.
All right, hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their motherfucking lives. And all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since the last week. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. Is how I shut Jeff May right the fuck up when I have to. Fade it out so I can do some one-arm push-ups.
Oh, you do those too?
Yeah, yeah. I do 50 of them every morning. I use both arms when I do them, though.
Well, it's weird. I like that Google is up and ready to go.
Yeah. We are ready.
Type, what do we want to look up? Jeff May's birthday.
Is there a website that will tell me everything about religion? Because my column, I'm not 100%.
The Bible.
Wikipedia.
I'm not 100% positive what my column is this week, but I feel like I need to write about religion. I had a religious experience at the web show in that there were two videos in a row that were about religion, and both times I was like, fuck you, I don't care. Even if it's funny, I don't give a shit. And that's because I had zero religion growing up. My parents both went to Bible college and immediately got out of college and were like, fuck you, Bible.
They're like, fuck the Bible?
I don't think they literally said, fuck the Bible. We just didn't go to church. It was never a thing that was really pushed on me. And I think that's good. I think religion shouldn't be pushed on kids.
I used to teach religion.
Holy shit. Judaism is only 0.2%?
I know, and they're all in Los Angeles.
Well, here's the thing.
I thought Judaism was such a higher percentage.
There was a setback for them. Not too long ago. That ended up... No, that's...
Okay, I understand. Thank you. I just, like, my high school was, like, 30% Jewish in Atlanta, Georgia.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
This podcast is 25% Jewish. That's Brett Rader.
Yeah, Judaism is not as big of a religion. It's less than other.
I know.
It's less than folk religions. What's a folk religion?
I think that's like
Is that like John Denver?
I think folk religions would be like paganism, maybe. Like,
but this is in the world. This isn't.
Well, yeah.
What about the states?
The United States. Oh, yeah, in the world.
What about Hollywood?
Christianity.
What's a folk religion? Is that Scientology?
I think folk religions would be more like pagan kind of worshiping wood nymphs.
Which I do.
I like how it says Christianity and then other religions.
Oh, I thought it said denim. It says deism.
Deism.
You sure? It's deity.
Wicca. I'm actually a Wicca.
It's not deity.
But my
can be both.
My grandma's druid.
I feel like it was really cool to be Wicca in eighth grade.
Is
it a girl?
Deity or deity? Brett, solve that for us.
Deity.
Yeah, it's deity. Jeff Mason.
I would get it if you said Dave.
Have you heard that video of William Shatner? I don't remember what he's on the set of, but he says sabotage instead of sabotage.
Sabotage.
And the director's like, it's sabotage. And he goes,
Spock, sabotage the system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spock, restore the atmosphere.
How did you find out so fast?
Spock, sabotage the system.
Internet.
Spock,
sabotage. I wish I knew what to do.
I joined.
Do we have the part, though, where the
observations, Mr. Spock.
The guy cuts in? We don't have to.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage, and sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
Don't fucking tell William Shatner how to say sabotage. And I think this is like the actual show.
They're showing the show.
Is this why you sabotaged my ship?
It has not been sabotage. We had to make some changes in it to adjust it.
He should have been like, bitch, I said sabotage.
I didn't say sabotage, I said sabotage.
Now, that is an inaccuracy in the new Star Trek movies with Chris Pine. He does not say sabotage.
He doesn't say sabotage?
He looked at that chick, he's like, I'm going to fuck the sabotage right out of you.
That is not honest. What were we talking about? Religion?
Religion.
You used to teach religion?
Well, it was a part of the curriculum that I taught. Yeah, I taught the history of the five major religions.
Why?
Because that was part of the curriculum. That was part of the framework. Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam.
That makes sense.
Yeah, those were the ones I taught about.
Yeah,
and it was really tough because I taught in a very religious community. I taught in Massachusetts, but in the one really religious community.
Like, I thought all of
like the Boston. Real Protestant, Boston's very Irish Catholic, but like super. I taught in a conservative religious community, and it was so hard because I had all these parents that were like, "Why are you trying to teach Islam?" I'm like, "It's in the fucking frameworks, you idiot. Like, I'm not trying to convert your kids. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You ruin your own kids with your religion. Don't blame me."
And just so giving them options.
Yeah, I was like, so what I would do is I actually had a mantra that I would make them repeat when I'd be like, how do you know I'm not trying to convert you? And the whole class would repeat, because you don't care. Like, I literally had them repeat that. And then I would go with a speech spiel. I don't care what you worship.
I don't think options are what religious people want, though. Can't go to someone who's like a hardcore Christian and be like, look, I'm just giving your kid options.
Yeah, there's other options.
They'll be like, there are no options.
Have you considered Buddhism? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they should be like, here's what all the religions are, and then ours is correct, but here's the silly thing that other people believe. They do that.
When I was in Hebrew school, they brought in this Jews for Jesus guy, and he did this whole thing, and I was like so out on being Jewish by the time I was like 9, and I could not wait for my bar mitzvah, so now that I was a man, I could be like, I'm a man, goodbye.
Yeah.
Anyways, they brought in this Jews for Jesus guy at our Hebrew school, and he did his spiel about you can be a Jew for Jesus, and people started booing him, and it was weird, and I was like, oh, it's just a guy talking about his thing, and then he goes off in the other room, and then he comes back in, and he, like, takes off his hat, and he's like, actually, I'm a rabbi. I go around pretending to be a Jews for Jesus guy. You all did right. You all did the right thing by booing me off the stage. What? Well done you. Well done you. Oh. It was amazing. And then he's like, this is how people try to convert you to be a Jew for Jesus or be something other than Jewish. You were right to boo me. I was like, that was the fucking trickiest bullshit
I've ever seen.
That is fucked up.
That is really... Yeah, like, here's the thing. Like I know
Scooby-Doo episode.
That's a thing. I don't think you're supposed to say that. That's supposed to be between you guys only.
We didn't know that. How did these people know that he was, like, like a con artist.
That's like when you hear, here's
you
the thing.
You don't just boo a guy for coming into this, yeah, telling you.
For guys like, here's what I believe.
Just be nice.
That's like when people are like, you know, Muslims are indoctrinating their children to like hate other groups.
Everyone
you're like, no,
is.
They're not.
Everyone.
But it's like, you know, that's, yeah. Fucking rabbi school or just Jewish school? Is that what you call it?
Hebrew school.
Just
like
Hebrew school.
You go to Hebrew school and they're like just like,
and they're like, boo people that aren't like you.
Did you say they're not? When you said Muslims are, you said
yeah,
they're
like,
not
all of them.
Every fucking religion is trying
that's
to
how
make
all
you
them
hate
work.
People. That is how religions work. What's Islam not, definitely does
was,
not get a pass.
I was raised
on
like
that.
Conservative evangelical Christian, like hardcore conservative evangelical Christian. And it wasn't like, hate these people. It was just like, oh, pray for them all because they're all going to hell. Even Jewish people.
Yeah.
We had Jews for Jesus
you
come
mean
by
especially
my church,
Jewish
but they were like, they
what
stayed
were they, selling?
They stayed Jews for, they stayed Jews for Jesus the whole time. They didn't remove a mask at the end.
Because you probably failed their test.
Yeah,
you
there
boo,
it is.
You didn't boo.
You didn't
right.
earn the
so
right.
They just damned you to hell without revealing their
we praised
true
them.
Identity.
They were Jews for Jesus.
Jews go to hell?
Jews for Jesus, I think, believe...
I don't fucking know.
I think Jews for Jesus believe that other Jews that are not for Jesus go to hell.
Hell
so
is a
in
deli
yeah.
with a really long line on a Friday night. You have tickets to see the new Steven Spielberg film.
You're so Jewish right now.
I am.
I joined J-Date yesterday, just randomly,
oh, did you?
By the way. Yeah, but I have to pay to read my messages, so I'm not going to.
Because that's
Jews?
Very Jewish.
I can't imagine a thing a woman should... That is the last thing a woman should pay money to do. Read messages from dudes on the internet.
Well, I'm tired of OkCupid and Tinder. I'm like, yeah. I like Jewish guys.
You can get weirded out for free. I'll do it.
You should be like, shicks a date.
If anyone wants to...
I would have signed up for that.
The guys are really cute, and I can browse them, and I can get messages from them, but I can't read them. I have to give them $40 to read my messages.
It might be a good way to get an agent.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Every time I do a Jewish impression, it always ends up sounding like Jackie Mason.
Let's hear it. So,
no. Like, what? All of a sudden, I'm going to do an impression for you already. Like, it always ends up being...
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Just like, it's Jackie Mason.
So, Kat, you also went through an exorcism, right?
I did. Well, I didn't...
We talked about this once.
I talked about it last time I was
really
here.
We really can't talk about it enough.
By the way, my name is Kat Reinhart, listeners.
Oh, see, here's the thing.
He does an introduction.
I do an intro where I say who's here. I recorded ahead of time.
Last time I was here, God damn it. All right.
Last time I was here, I also had recorded an intro ahead of time. And Maria was like, I'm Maria Shahada, by the way. It's like, motherfucker, people know.
These bitches just come on here.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe you were just so enthralled by our Googling of religions that you just skipped the whole thing about what we were up to this week in the introduction, and so we were just moving forward.
Oh, because that part is so, like, arbitrary to me. Like, I don't...
No, I dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, here it goes. Is this the actual intro from today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Want me to play that?
No, that's fine.
You're right. Sorry. Yes, I was exercised when I was 15.
Yeah.
But it wasn't called an exorcism. It didn't occur to me until, actually, this year, my sister was like, oh, Dad had Mom exercised.
She's getting fat. She's got to go hit the gym.
And I don't know when, and then I was like, oh, and then she sort of started describing it, and I was like, oh, well, they did that to me when I was, like, 15. And I'm like, it wasn't an exorcism, but I went to this guy's house, and we went up to in this attic, and they set me in a chair, and my dad and this other man, like, cast demons out of me for, like, an hour. And she was like, how is that not an exorcism? And we had to Google it, the definition. And, like, that's all that is just casting demons out.
It's so hot.
I thought you were, like, trying to telepath me a sound effect that you wanted me to play.
That would be...
It sounds like a rape.
I was thinking the same... I was literally thinking the same thing.
It does sound very
uncomfortable. You said this on another show, but it sounds very troubling. It sounds like...
No, I mean,
it's like
I had my clothes...
Like two 40-year-old men took a 15-year-old girl.
No, they didn't. They let... My clothes were on the whole time. It wasn't sexual, I promise. No, my dad...
It's the same as a bathing suit.
I hope not. I don't want that to happen to
people. But it was very, like, aggressive.
And what state was this in?
Georgia.
Okay, so...
It was very aggressive. What does that mean?
It was aggressive.
Mean?
Like, they very, like casting out demons is a high energy sport. Like you have to.
It's like racquetball.
Lots of it's like very active. Your hands are waving. You're loud. It's like you have to really like Satan, get out of there and like yell and stand up. I think I sat down.
Did you say yo?
This country is so weird.
They were like yelling and like and they would take turns like casting the demons out of me. And then at the end of it, and I just like sat there. And at the end of it, then they were like, "You are now cured." And they kept on like waiting for something to overwhelm me or something to change in me. And I just sat there and felt exactly the same. And I felt like I was so letting them down because
didn't buy into the hype.
That's what they do. They make you feel bad for not being like, yeah, I guess I will speak in tongues right now.
Well, I didn't know that I was not buying into the hype. I just felt exactly the same. And then I left and they were like, you're cured now. Like, you're better. And I've just, nothing changed and I felt the same. And yeah. And I was just like, I don't get what, just, okay, like, thanks for praying over me. Yeah. Now everything in my life is going to change. And then nothing changed.
You should have went to one of those preachers that like hits you with his coat. To knock, like, they do those things where they like go what? Like that at you, or they like shoot good vibes. And they just like it knocks you down. Oh, so much fun.
I don't think I think they wanted me to like become like full of the spirit and tremble or fall over or stand up or deuce. And I was like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, and I just sat there and I don't know. It was,
I mean, yeah, that's.
It wasn't very effective.
You didn't buy into the hype. It turns out that you have a working brain.
I think even my mom too was like, I don't know about this, because after that, then they were like, well, we'll try Wellbutrin.
the other demon demons.
Yeah, they put me on medication like after it, but that was plan A. Plan A was casting demons out, and B.
Plan B is casting another type of demon out.
Plan B was medication and
casting a demon in.
Was medication and therapy.
Nice. Yeah, medication, they're just like, well, Butrin, and then you're like, well, now I feel great.
Yeah.
And
you're like, no, yeah.
That thing didn't work.
But yeah, antidepressants are biggest religion in this country.
Right, but I was just in high school. Like, high school is the worst. You can't cast demons. Like, you just have to go through high school. It's not about demons. It's not about Wellbutrin. It's
was
just
was there, like,
high
a club, like an exercised club in your school where it was,
no,
like, you
school,
had a bunch of girls that were like, I got exercise last week.
No, well, my high school was a private school. Like I said, it was prominently Jewish. Like, no one even in my high school was, like, as weirdly Christian as my family. We were, like, a weird family. By the time I was in high school, I kind of started to realize how weird my upbringing was, and so I just sort of like kept it to myself. I didn't tell anyone about the attic where people cast demons out of me.
I was gonna say, this is like a very Carrie-ish sort of situation.
But we were like upper middle class white people. We had a pool. I had a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
There was no Carrie. No, but everything, like, they were just very
no one Christian. Has demons and a swimming pool.
Yeah, it's either one or the
but
other.
But it wasn't like, but that's the thing, it was so normal to me. They just every once in a while they would say or do weird things like, you know, like I think I was saying last time how my mom speaks in tongues now.
Yeah.
But they're like these upper middle class, she's like white suburban parents.
Her mom's just taking like, taking Rosetta Stone, and your dad heard it. And he's like, you know, your mom's been speaking in tongues.
Pretty much, maybe, but it was all very normal until high school. I realized that we weren't like everyone else, but it still didn't seem that strange to me. But the further away I get from it, the more I'm like, wait, what?
Well, what you grow up with is normal to you.
But it's normal to, I mean, a lot of people are raised conservative Christian. Like, so you said you want to talk about religion today. And my problem with it is, I've been working on like a bit about this, because I don't think you should be allowed to teach your children that your religion is fact until your kids are old enough to like understand anything. Like,
critical thinking skills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think pi, because like the number pi, I remember being taught that in whatever grade, and that like blowing my mind, because they were like, oh, the number goes forever, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And then being 5-6 years old and being told like, you're gonna go to heaven for eternity and you're gonna sing songs to God forever and it's just gonna never end, and that used to keep me up at night because I hated singing in church, and I was like, I don't want to be around forever, and it like it haunted me, and I was like 6 years old and couldn't handle it.
I was told, my mom told me that heaven was like you spend eternity like praying and to God or
it
something
sounds
like
horrible.
That's what it is. And I literally said, that sounds like the worst thing. And she was like, but it's so great, you're in God's reverence. I'm like, that doesn't sound so great at all.
Well, and they're like, your other option is hell, where you're gonna be on fire forever and ever and ever. And you're 6 years old, you can't.
And when I was introduced to purgatory, I was like, I want that one.
Is,
oh, see, we didn't have purgatory. You were Catholic?
Yeah,
you guys were going to
Catholic.
Hell too. That you guys were all wrong. That's what my mom told me.
Oh, yeah, with you weird new people.
She'd be like, they pray to Mary, and she's not God.
They pray.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah, get into it.
Why am I defending a religion that I don't belong to anymore?
Yeah, because I don't give a shit either way. But I want someone to argue.
But, like, that's ridiculous. Like, we pretty much, you can't show up with your new-ass religion and think that you guys are the right one.
I heard
what your dumbass family said.
Jeez.
I'm just not going to deal with it. I'm going to hell for a totally different reason. It has nothing to do that I prayed to Mary once.
Didn't the Catholic Church, though, say that, weren't they, like, never mind on purgatory?
I don't know.
Some years ago? I don't think that's a thing
anymore. You can't
anymore.
Be no. all Shiite Catholic and then say, I don't know.
No, it's just, you know.
Lame.
Just
funny, no, but were you guys taught that the earth is only, like, a couple thousand years old?
No, that's actually more of, like, the Christian scientists, like, the people that are.
No, because it's to the point where, even to this day.
Some fundamentalist Christians, and certainly not all Catholic. The Bible Belt isn't very Catholic, and those are the people.
Exactly,
that are,
and I grew up in the Bible Belt. Like, there was no.
That's the 6,000-year-old earth.
Right. Yeah. I knew more. I didn't know anyone Catholic growing
You're
up.
You're educated. Okay. Up in New England.
Someone's phone is ringing.
I thought I turned my phone off.
Don't mind us.
You sure didn't.
We're just recording a podcast.
You want to answer that phone? Eat some of those M&Ms while you're
in? Should I answer this? I didn't know any Catholic people growing up. I knew Jewish people, but no Catholics.
My roommate.
Yeah, the Bible Belt didn't have
There were a bunch of Catholic schools in my city.
When I first, that's because they all had to go to the same place because they were so rare.
Oh, there were like five of them.
The Catholic people believe that the world is millions of years old?
Yeah. I mean, we burned a lot of people early on for saying that. But eventually,
we had our obstacles.
What about in Judaism? What do you guys talk? Do you guys believe that the...
Do you believe anything, Brett?
No, I was pretty sure it was a sham by about halfway through the Hebrew school
experience.
But
do they tell you that the world is only like 6,000 years old? Or 2,000?
No, I really don't know. There wasn't too much focus on the God created the world in 6 days part of the Old Testament. It was a lot of teaching you how to read Hebrew because in a certain amount of years you would have to read like a paragraph from a book.
Yeah.
To get your little scarf.
Yeah.
And then have your party where you get thousands of Judaism. Dollars. Yeah. You guys got so much money when you turned 13, wasn't it?
That's the experience.
Yeah. Why couldn't I have had that?
Because you got a demon pulled out of you, for God's sake.
My experience was pretty weird because it was a pretty L.A. temple. I mean, everyone's like parents were like entertainment industry, and the cantor was pretty well known for kind of privately being like, hey, you're like a vice president at Fox, right? How about like a talk show with like a singing cantor, like a cantor, and he's like funny, and he sings. And so it was, the whole thing was like,
someone's going to make that show and it's not going to be about him.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was just like a money laundering operation.
As most religions are.
Yeah. And it was just very clear from the start that it wasn't really about anything more than money. And then nobody really cared. My parents didn't care about religion other than the 2 days that you're supposed to care, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So
there's so many Catholic people like that. Like
with just the Easter, they
do, the C&E crowd, yeah.
They do every, like, they will commit any sin, I put that in air quotes, but come, like, what is it?
It's the C&E crowd.
Yeah,
it's,
you can't, no,
Christmas and
God damn it, no meat on Friday, though.
Oh, during Lent.
C&E crowd.
Yeah, they call it the C&E crowd.
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah, why bother?
Because they want to, it's tradition, I think, for a lot of people. It's more of a bring the family to church, all be together.
Yeah,
it's,
like, I know so many people who are, like, devout atheists who still do all that shit.
I think a lot of people do that for their family. I think also sometimes, I remember I was an atheist in college, and at one point in time, just to feel sad, I went to a Catholic mass just so I could feel a little bit more like a part of a community for a small period of time.
I actually, this is funny, I went to
depressing.
I went to church for the first time as like an adult of my own free will, like a month ago. I like Googled it and like went to a church.
You Googled church.
I was like, what's like a cool decent church that has like
Did Snoop
young people?
Dogg come up first? He says that. Is all it the
they had a rapper.
Was, it big, was it the big AIDS church?
Church choir tabernacle.
In the Angelus Temple right by Echo Park Lake. Because I walked by it all the time because I like walk around the Echo Park Lake. And I was like, what's this about? It looks like normal people go here. And I went just to like feel that sense of community
and
like
love, a little.
Because
yeah.
I had like, besides how strict my parents were, I liked my childhood and I like, and it, it
it's
was
an
like
intoxicating
this kind of cool,
feeling.
Yeah, and their air conditioning was on point, and I knew air conditioning.
Right.
But like, yeah, no, I think, I mean, there is a very intoxicating feeling about going to an organized mass and seeing the community and seeing the people that, you know, when you leave there, you do feel a little bit fulfilled, even if you're like, yeah, this is bullshit, though, which I've done many a times. I'm like, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just like, Yeah, but you feel okay afterwards.
Yeah, you feel good afterwards.
You can't deny
like,
that.
Ready for your day. And then you do like once a week, and it's like yoga or something.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying like I recognize that it's there.
But that's why I'm like, maybe I should get in with this like whole Judaism thing. Because I like, have you guys seen
this whole Judaism thing?
Yeah. Well, no, like,
just this. I think that's a racket a lot of us would like to get in.
I like the idea of some sort of raising your children with some sort of belief system, even if it's just very subtle and
traditional belief system.
Why don't you just raise your kids to not be assholes? How about just be nice? That would be ideal.
I was just watching. Have you guys seen Transparent?
Love it.
It's a great. Okay, I want to know though is the parents are like the oldest daughter. And this is a spoiler alert. Is a lesbian or
she's bi,
but then she decides.
How old is she?
In her 30s, like
30s. Yeah, like late 30s, early 40s.
Late 30s, I'm out.
But anyway, so she just like gets a girlfriend and then is like, we're gonna get married. And the parents are like, cool, whatever. And they don't even bat an eyelash. And they're very Jewish. So like it made me curious in Judaism, because Christians are such assholes about homosexuality.
No, they're LA Jews, which means they only go to temple on the 2 days and they make you get the bar mitzvah. But that's all they care about is maintaining those two or three checkpoints of the tradition. Mm-hmm. They're not like New York or Orthodox Jews who get on the plane with the giant trench coat and smell like they only care about Yahu? Listen, I got the
that
bar
rapper?
Mitzvah. You have to get the bar mitzvah. That's all they care
but
about.
If you were gay, I'm assuming you're straight. Maybe if you were gay, would your parents care?
No.
See, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, but my mom's Catholic and she wouldn't care.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of...
Like, that's not... Like, I think you might have a skewed vision of other religions because of where
you... Or I think you might have a skewed vision of your own.
Yeah, that might be...
Because I think you had kind of an extreme...
Yeah, you're from the
version of the experience.
But I thought... I mean, Christians hate... Are like the worst about, like, homosexuality.
No, not all.
At least, like... Not all.
No, it's only
not
like,
all, but some.
It's some. Like, it certainly is some, but those are usually like creationists. Those are usually the people that don't allow for an advanced or a more sort of updated view of antiquated people that take the Bible as a literal interpretation.
Yeah, but I have a good.
They're selectively taking it.
As the, yeah, those are the same people that think the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Right. Well,
and that's not the Catholics have. You know, if you look
but
at the Pope,
when it says, "Well, you can have a slave." They go, "Oh, well, that part of the Bible,
right?
Obviously,
if you see someone working on Sunday, kill them.
No shrimp.
Right. Well, we weren't allowed to go shopping on Sundays, and
no
I'm like,
Chick-fil-A.
This is
no Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Chick-fil-A is closed.
Hobby Lobby closed on Sunday.
I have a good friend who's part of the gay Christian movement. Am I allowed to like plug organizations?
I don't fucking care.
It's really cool. It's called the Reformation Project. And it's
the Reformation. That's sweet.
It's sweet. It's like, I think it's awesome. And they're trying really hard to basically, they go into churches around the country, Christian churches.
Just have gay sex in front
of them. Yes, exactly what they do.
That's hot.
But they, the founder has this book called God and the Gay Christian. And it's basically saying like, hey, let's actually reevaluate the Bible. And I don't think it's bad to be gay. Let's rethink this. And it's really hard. But it's national.
Sad that they have to fucking do that.
It's sad they have to do that, but it's on a level to make it made me assume that they're not just doing in the Bible Belt to create like to the people like to how I was raised. They're going all over the country.
There's gonna be a church in every community that's gonna be like that, but for the most part, at least in Massachusetts, it's a lot more chill. I mean, we're the bluest of the blue state, so.
I have two really distinct memories of church. My first one, my grandmother took me to church for some reason, because my grandmother was really religious, but she didn't force it on us. But she took me to church one day. I think she was in charge of watching me or some shit. Mm-hmm. And she bought me a dinosaur book so I could read this book. But someone was getting baptized. And for some reason, the way I remember it, like there were red lights. Like it looked really fucking creepy to me. And I doubt that there were. Like, I can't picture. Like, I have to be adding that element.
Are you remembering the rave scene from Blade? Because that was a really cool scene. I hope you remember that.
Oh, yeah, the opening scene.
Were you baptized?
Blade.
I was baptized, yeah.
When you were how old?
I don't remember. I was an infant.
Right. Okay.
I was never baptized, but...
Well, then you're going to hell.
I wrote No, I'm not, because check this shit out. Did you want to say something, Kat?
I was baptized when I was 7 because we had to say out loud that we believe in Jesus. Right. I believe in,
Here's what I did. I wrote an article once about smoking crack. I don't know if people remember that.
It was a good article.
Yeah. And there was a guy in there that I called Italian Neil because he was Italian. And his name was Neil. I don't know if I mentioned all of this, but we would get high on, we would just smoke weed. Like, we didn't smoke crack every day. That was like once. You'd have to read the article. But
you want to link to the article?
Let's pull it up and just read it right now.
Yeah, I'll put it in the comments or something. But he moved to this tiny town, and the family he moved in with was really religious. And every Sunday, they made him go to church. So I would always go to church with him, and we'd get really high on the way. And like, we'd just smoke a ton of weed because we worked overnight. So we would just go straight from work to church, and then he'd come home and cook all like this huge Italian feast.
Oh, nice.
But in the process of doing that, this church, it was a non-denominational church, and their stance on everything is that once you're saved, it cannot be undone. So I actually got saved at that church.
Oh, nice.
Because I was like, good. If I'm signing up for anything, it's that.
You're like, now bring on the crack.
Yeah. Now let's go smoke cocaine. So I'm saved.
You have to sing songs forever now. In heaven.
Or pray to God forever, for eternity.
I'm going to sing hardcore rap songs.
There you go. You'd be the Nate Dogg of every hardcore rap song. Just doing the songs while everyone raps. So I grew up with this weird, like, Protestant, because my mom married my dad. She was Catholic. He was Protestant. Then they got divorced. She was like, I'm going to go back to being Catholic. And then she became, like, kind of, like, ultra-Catholic. She was like, oh, yeah, I gotta do this again. Like, weird, like, I had to go to, like, these events where there would be, like, statues of Mary were weeping. That was, like, a thing in the 90s. I know. It was retarded.
Oh, shit. I met Mother Teresa.
Oh, yeah, what? Just throw that out like nothing.
Yeah.
Never mind. My story. Fuck my story. Go ahead. Tell me about
Mother Teresa. No, you keep going.
No, you have a Mother Teresa story.
That was like the most insensitive, like disrespectful way to say it, too. Oh, oh. Shit. I met Mother Teresa.
How'd you meet Mother Teresa?
Again? Hi.
You were...
it was a Saturday morning, and me and my cousin were doing a little wake and bake. And we knew Mother Teresa was in town. She was at this Catholic
church. She was doing a couple shows at the Roxy.
Yeah. Yeah. She was recording her special. She was like just at this church and people could meet her. And we just woke up and we got really high and we saw on TV that the line wasn't as long as we thought. And we were like, we're going to go meet Mother Teresa. And we did. She was just like sitting in this throne, like handing out these little medals.
Do you still have the medal?
That's I had it for like 5 years because I was like, awesome. Shit, I should carry that. Really dark period of my life, by the way. I don't know if
maybe
the medal helped.
Medal.
Could be. But yeah. That's how it was.
She was like that.
And there was like no talking to her. You couldn't say anything.
The gypsy from Thinner.
You couldn't like jump next to her and take a picture.
Oh, you weren't allowed to talk to her?
No. It's Mother Teresa.
She was probably like, super old and it was just like a slumped over old.
Yeah,
lady,
she was.
Like,
yeah, she was
like a sack of bones.
Mighty old.
I ended up like, I remember my mom indoctrinated me into Catholicism when I was like probably like 11. So I was like, oh, and I was just like, all right, this is cool. So I had rosary beads and I'd like wear them like an idiot. I know. And I had like a Christ poster, which was weird because it was also the time that I had discovered masturbating. So like I was masturbating and also there was like Jesus being like, come on. Like, I'm watching that. Maybe that's why my mom bought me a Jesus poster.
Did you lean into it harder once you thought that?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm watching you.
I like it when you watch.
I know you're watching.
But when my brother turned 16, my mom said, okay, there was an 8 a.m. Mass, a 10 a.m. Mass, and an 11:30 Mass. And so my mom, we used to be like, I hate getting up for 8 a.m. Mass. It sucks. So my mom's like, okay.
More like 8 a.m. ass.
Oh, what?
That was good.
God, Brett, you are the governor of podcast.
Like, he knew he was going to do that before he did it.
Yeah.
He's on the ball.
He's
so
DJ Jazzy Jeff of this.
So
operation.
My brother and I, my brother who is hilarious and brilliant, had this idea. He's like, well, Jeff and myself and then Dan, our foster brother at the time, he's like, we're going to go to a later mass. I will drive and then we'll come back and I'll bring you proof. Like, we'll get, you know, whatever. We would then leave relatively early and we would go to the flea market. And just chill and look at like funny boxed porno toy, you know, all this like, weird fucking
flea market where you were
on the Auburn flea market in Massachusetts. It was amazing. And then what we would do is we'd have an alarm set and we would run quickly to the church for communion and we would hang out at the back. We'd make so everyone saw us get communion. So we'd have like an alibi. Yeah. And then we'd grab one of the little like weekly here's what's going on in the community. And so we just, and we'd go to like the donut time and like, and talk to everybody and like get FaceTime in with all the people that it was important. I'd be like, oh, where were you? Like, we were in the back. We didn't want to interrupt anything.
Yeah.
And then so we got away with this for like years of just going to hang out at the flea market and chill and go to brunch and stuff. And then just lie to my mom about going to church. It was awesome.
I forgot
Best
about that.
Best church experience of my life. Getting
that actually brings back a memory for
me. I met the Pope.
No, but I did take communion once, because like some kid brought me to church with him, and I was like, I don't want to fucking.
Oh, you broke the rules.
I spent the night, and he was like, you know, if you spend it, my mom's gonna make you go to church in the morning.
That sucks.
And I was like, fine, whatever.
Whatever.
And
a lot of kneeling.
Like I saw people getting up in line, and I was like, I guess I got to get up and get in this line, right? And he held the fucking wafer up, and I just like reached up and took it, put it in my mouth.
Oh, my church, they bring the wafer to you. There's no line.
Yeah.
Do you have a tip?
That's that Southern hospitality.
I think I skipped a lot of steps in the process.
Yeah. You're just like, give me that.
Wait, they don't check your. They don't have like a card.
Nope. They really. They're like, just. We take this very serious. Do not take of this communion if you do not believe that. Jesus
well, that's
Christ
why I got saved.
Oh, that's where you got saved.
No, that's why. Like years later,
because right.
Because I had lost the Mother Teresa medal. Like, like so, I felt like I just needed.
I remember this. The crying statue for me was one of those ones where I was like, "That's so cool. How did they do that?" Like, I never once thought, like, oh my God, she's weeping for what's happening in fucking Bosnia. I don't even know. I was just like, that's a cool trick. Like, I immediately was like, and the guy, like, brought down the statue. He's like, you can see the statue is weeping. And everyone's, like, getting the vapors and shit like that. And I'm just like, cool. And I'm, like, taking pictures of it. I'm like, this is weird how they did that. I'm going to look for tubes later to see what's going on. It was really my mom was like super, super into shit like that, though. She like went hardcore.
So do you think kids need it? Is religion something kids need? I say no.
In spite of the fact that I am a non-believer, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
I didn't say that.
Do
kids need it? Is it mandatory in a child's life that they have some kind of religious?
I think they should be taught all the religions when they're 12. And, like, given a book on each, and, like,
I think
do their research.
Religions shouldn't be taught. I mean, people can write books about it, but, like, of course they should be taught, but, like, don't force it on people. I don't care if they're 12, you don't go,
don't
okay.
Treat it as fact.
Okay,
like,
hey,
fact.
Now here's where you pick your religion.
I'm going to disagree because I think that if a family has a religious tradition, that they should take the family member, the child, into that tradition and then give that child options later on, or at least don't hate that child for pursuing options later on. Because I think it is important. It, you know, family traditions, every Sunday we go to grandma's and every Sunday we go to church.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be.
Well, I know it's a cool thing to hate religion, to think it's an idiotic thing. And I agree with it. I think religion is idiotic. But I think
I'm saying you can have traditions and shit without it having to be.
But religion is part of tradition. It's part of that. It's part, like your family's beliefs and what they care about and what they love. That is a part of that tradition. And I do feel like if a child is born into that, maybe they should. And then, but I think they should be given options. I think they should be given the option at 13 or 14 to be like, you don't have to do this anymore. But you can. We want you to, but you're not being forced to.
Both of my parents became conservative Christians later, like when they were in their late 20s, early 30s. So I like that about what they believe is that they arrived to those conclusions as adults.
As free-thinking adults.
As free-thinking adults. But they put it on us as these young children. I think because they, you know, it's like that classic, we want to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes that we make or whatever. But like it was too much. They went over the top. And then we all rebelled and kind of, you know, became assholes
now,
for a little while.
Look at you now.
And juice now. Magnates.
Yeah.
Juice magnates. It's not a juice.
It's not a juice. It's Soylent.
It's a food replacement beverage, but...
Is this why you sabotaged my ship?
But Jeff, you said that you were like, I was atheist in college. What does that mean?
I really sort of, I think as you, I experimented with many religions. I had a few religious experiments in college. No, I think the more education you receive, the more you realize that religion is essentially bullshit.
But you're not an atheist now. You said that.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, because you were like, I was an atheist in college as if.
Well, that's where it came in, but I would still start, I was an atheist while I was still still occasionally going to a mass. Mm-hmm. And I was
still an atheist now, though. Yeah. Okay, got it. Sorry.
But I mean, I'm also very, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that because of what I taught, I had to be very like neutral on the whole thing. But I also had to be like, and I used to say, I'm like, guys, I'm teaching you about faith, not fact. Mm-hmm. So if something sounds ridiculous, if we're, you know, say we're learning about Hinduism and I'm introducing you to all these different gods and you're like, oh, that sounds ridiculous. Just remember,
it's all spaceships.
I was like, the most common religion is the one that says a dude died and then came back to life 3 days later. So you can't say that one thing is ridiculous and another thing totally makes sense. We're talking about faith. It doesn't have to make sense. But I think as you become more educated and you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah. That's the point. Faith, yeah. Jeff. But I don't have that faith.
I remember being like a freshman or sophomore in college and it must have been a history class or anthropology. I think it was anthropology. And they were like, oh.
They gave you an exorcism.
Anthropology. But they had these stories that were taught in different cultures like thousands of years ago. And it was like the same stories that are in the Bible. And I was like, what is this? I'm like, wait, excuse me. These are Bible stories. These people are plagiarizing. And it's like, oh, no, these people were thousands of years before the Bible. Yeah. And I was like, what?
And then
it's like Santa Claus moment of like.
Yeah, the Quran uses a lot of stories from the Bible as well.
Yeah. And like, but no one ever, like, they don't tell you that. They're not like, oh, here's some like fun stories that are like, there's a flood story and
every religion has a flood story.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't.
Like every religion experimented with floods in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't tell you that, like, these are all, like, you know, hack jokes at this point.
Yeah. Should we do comments? We're getting on in age here.
Are
there comments about religion? I can't wait for religious people to comment.
I can't wait for you to stop talking.
We're just having a lively discussion.
Let's talk about this fucking piano.
Yeah, yeah. What's your goddamn problem, Brett? Fade it out. What's wrong?
I'm just not excited for all these people who are going to get very upset at us next week.
What did we say that was so insulting about religion?
I don't know. Religious people get insulted by a lot of shit.
Hey, people that are super religious, you're a fucking idiot. There's something for the comments.
Hey, people that are super religious, you're not an idiot. Just don't hate on gay people because that's really fucked
up. But also, you're an idiot.
I don't think you're idiots.
I think, though,
I don't believe the same thing
you believe. I'm going to be the bad guy on this one.
But a lot of times people, though, assume that, like, religious people are idiots. And sometimes they can be the nice, open-minded ones. And, like, non-religious people are the idiots who are, like, the closed-minded assholes. It's all just about, like...
Oh, God, yeah.
It's all just about... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you met a free-speaking atheist? One of those ones Oh, my God, they're the most obnoxious people in the world.
Atheists are every bit as fun to listen to as religious people.
That's
like,
true.
Atheism, to me, is just another religion that just doesn't involve God.
And there... I was just
which makes it more like a cult, I guess.
But and they have bad press with women now. I was just reading an article that like the big atheists are like misogynists. So that they have all the women problems that religion has. And yeah, they're mostly men.
I don't know. Like I wouldn't like problem. I'm not mm-hmm. if it's a movement that has just a regular dude as the leader disseminating the information, I don't fucking care.
Christianity is different. They have
I don't fucking care about Christianity. Yeah, that's my point.
Real quick.
That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit about religion to the point that I don't fucking care. I don't even want to hear you talk about how much you hate it. Like I just don't care.
Here's a cool thing though. The new Pope is pretty rad.
Fuck the...
No, have you, like, seen any of the stuff that the new Pope's been doing?
I don't care.
Though?
Yeah, I get it.
He's literally been changing the...
What, because he's not a fucking Nazi like the old one?
Yeah, well, congratulations.
No. He's, like, super progressive.
That's
and again,
like that fucking
I'm
Chris
outside.
Rock joke about dudes who celebrate themselves for paying, like, their child support and shit. Yeah. Like, you're supposed
to do
that.
But no, but he's taking
like,
an old
the
institution.
The Vatican has had how many years and then change that?
And we're looking at the dude who's fucking that, who's taking everything that they've been doing and be like, fuck this. And he's been, like, screwing
people
over.
Probably assassinate
him. It's kind of a big deal.
They'll probably assassinate
him. What's his stance on homosexuality?
He's like, it's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's like, yeah, they can get into heaven, of course.
Really?
Of course.
All right. See, here's my question.
He said you don't even have to be Catholic to get
into heaven.
He's like, it's cool.
Here's my question.
What?
Who is he? Where's he getting this information?
He's the person that
got the direct line to God. God told him, like, God just all of a sudden was like, hey, man, homosexuality, fine. Tell your followers.
And that's what
bullshit.
He did. And here's the best
part
about
that. That is the biggest load of shit I've ever heard in my life.
He showed up after that happened, and he's changing all these things. he's changing all these ideas, and then he's like, "What are you going to do? You guys elected me here. It's clearly, I'm the guy that's supposed to be here."
He's probably the Antichrist.
He's showing up,
right? That's how it starts.
Antichrist is coming soon.
That's how it starts.
My parents said that we'll see Armageddon in my lifetime. They told me that when I was 6 years old.
It starts with a
he was elected in 2008, wasn't he?
No.
Isn't that what you guys?
Parents are big Fox News people, so probably, but...
Are they? Jesus, I've been yelling on this show.
Yeah.
Armageddon
we don't have to do... Yeah, I feel like
Armageddon
I should calm
is
down.
Coming, you guys. Armageddon is coming soon.
Can I do this so, like the, so you don't sound crazy, Kat Reinhardt?
Anima. The song Anima by Tool. That's what you just did lyrics. Go.
I don't know.
Tell me. Hey, what's going on?
I've never listened to Tool.
We're going to read some fucking comments. Fade it out, Brett.
I like the intro you normally do. Can you do that one, please?
No. Jesus. What are we going to do first? Are we going to do which audio comment? Are we first before we play an audio comment? Ali Bushell, your comment was too long. We can't play it, but I'm sorry. I don't think you're a rapist. That said, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to rape me by sleeping on your couch. But
oh yeah, that guy.
That guy. Yeah. No, I don't honestly believe he's a rapist. I'm just making the jokes. That's all.
Are these the comments from the podcast I was on before?
Could be. Well, he commented a couple times.
Yes,
of course he did. He seems thirsty.
No, he's a nice guy. He's got a great accent. Really great British accent.
Let's hear another one.
Yeah, but let's hear an even better British accent.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I'm calling from London. I love the response you had to the first sort of bout of messages. I felt really reassured by it. I thought it was a great response. And then you go for fucking Oasis in the same episode as... Fucking Nickelback. Really? You fucking did that? Oh, well done. Thank you for that. Any reassurance I got from that first episode, oh, that's fucking done now, isn't it? Thank you.
Were those words at the end?
I wish that guy could be like the official mascot of this show. I love his accent so much.
When did you start doing these?
He was so hammered. I don't know, a few weeks ago. Okay.
Do you not listen to the show?
You should listen to it. It's a good podcast.
Yeah, I listen to the show every week.
Yeah, liar. So he's mad at me for mentioning Oasis on an episode about great songs by terrible bands.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I'm a big Oasis fan, so I don't know why he's so mad at me. I think I actually said on that episode, I've said it twice now, and I'll say it for a third time, I got a passport just to go see Oasis in concert.
What?
I'm kind of a fan, so get off my back.
What's your favorite Oasis song?
British motherfucker. I like Slide Away from the first album. Mm.
Obscure.
Yeah. Slide Away is a great song. There's a song called Gas Panic, which is on a kind of a shitty album of theirs. That's really good.
I really like Fucking in the Bushes.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I don't like instrumentals, but that's a good one.
That's
like,
a really good song.
That's what I think most of the times I've seen them in concert, that's what they walk on stage.
You know why I fell in love with that song? Snatch.
I fell in love with it because it's an Oasis song and I like Oasis. I've
and
seen
you love
them in
Nickelback, right?
I've seen Oasis in concert 3 times. Once in Canada. The other time I drove 8 hours to fucking Milwaukee to see them. And one time in
that's
somewhere.
On that, that's the same number of times I've seen Lady Sovereign.
No, I've seen them in.
So
I've seen them in Milwaukee twice.
What do you feel about Oasis, Kat?
Yeah, they're
Do you
fine.
Think they're going to heaven or hell? Will they be saved?
Purgatory.
They did a poll in England once of the most hated people, and like Liam Gallagher came in number 3 above like
Hitler.
I think like Hitler was 4
really?
Or something.
Where do they live?
Seems harsh.
Are they like chilling in another part of the? Where do they call home?
Oasis? They got exiled to Argentina. With
Perfect.
The rest. No, they're still in England.
I get that reference.
They broke up. They're separate bands now. Liam Gallagher is in a band called BDI. And Noel Gallagher is a solo artist, but he records under Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds. So don't tell me shit about my Oasis fandom.
I think he was mad because you mentioned Nickelback in the same
yeah.
breath.
Well, Alex Schmidt is the one who brought the Oasis song, and I made that clear.
I love
clear.
Alex Schmidt.
Yeah, he's a peach.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't believe my story.
What story?
The gold story.
You are murdering those M&Ms, Kat Reinhardt.
Oh, that was actually ice. Sorry.
Oh, good.
I finished my M&Ms.
Okay, good. Move on to something louder.
That's called grazing.
Breakfast.
Okay.
Ice for breakfast.
I hope I've adequately defended my Oasis.
Your Nickelback. It was the Nickelback
thing. I feel
thing.
Good about it. I actually want to go home and listen to Oasis now.
You should. Everyone go home and listen to Oasis. Why did I almost have a seizure in the middle of that?
I don't know.
It's like
because you've got some of the Lord in you.
Yeah, speaking in tongues. All right, should we play the next? Yeah.
Hey, this is Sebastian Flores. I'm the kid who said he fucking loved the Raiders, however many shows ago that was. And
weirdo.
They keep almost beating the best teams in the NFL.
It's called losing.
Can you please bless them with your magical, magical powers and let them win a goddamn game? Thank you.
What powers do you have?
Wait, let's pray. Let's pray for them to win and let's see if it works.
No, because no. It's not, and that's going to do. Me and Brett looked at their schedule. Brett, can we? Do you have it up again? They're not winning for at least 5 weeks.
You know,
and that's like a.
That's how we'll know if prayer works. Maybe they have demons.
Sebastian, they almost beat the Chargers last week, and the Chargers lost to the Chiefs. So maybe the Chargers aren't one of the best teams in the NFL. But let's go through their next few games. At the Browns, loss. At the Seahawks, loss.
Big loss.
Home for the Broncos,
loss.
At the Chargers, loss. Home for the Chiefs, maybe. That's their first one. That's the end of November. The next one is at the Rams. I don't know.
The Rams just beat Seattle.
Loss. Home for San Francisco.
Loss.
At Kansas City in December. Loss. Home for the Bills, maybe.
That's a loss.
Maybe.
Maybe the Bills.
The Bills and then at the Broncos. They might go 0-16.
Yeah.
Like
3-6
Lions. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was watching the Patriots versus the Raiders, and there was a Raiders fan there, and he kept like giving me a hard time because it took so long for the Patriots to start beating the Raiders. And I'm like, is that your insult, that it took long enough for us to kick the shit out of you?
Yeah.
Every Raiders fan looks like an MMA fighter that threw his back out.
Yeah, Raiders fans terrify me.
What I'm trying to say is congratulations on getting Jameis Winston and then having him get cut 2 years later.
The Raiders drafted him?
No, he's not coming out yet, but he's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A terrible draft pick.
Yeah, yeah, they'll pick him probably. Yeah.
Basically, nobody's blessing the Raiders. The biggest blessing you got is when your owner died.
And your fans
but the Seahawks have lost like 2 games.
Are animals. Raider fans, like, people won't even let... Like, Howie Long wouldn't let his kids sit in the stands.
Yeah, like, if
because they are fucking insane.
If something like a Ferguson happened in Oakland at a Raiders game, people would be like, yeah...
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, yeah, Raiders.
Yeah, that's they brought it on themselves, really.
I think the Raiders are going to beat the Browns this weekend.
No way.
What?
No way.
Yeah, because we're going to pray about it. And
no, you're going to pray about it.
Well, he just asked you to use your magic powers.
He doesn't have magic powers. You got to
try. He does.
I'm a Bears fan. If I had magic powers, Jay Cutler wouldn't have thrown 18 interceptions yesterday. Fucking Jay Cutler. So, yeah, fine. The Raiders, I hope they win. Come on, God.
Yes.
Make it happen. Let's read.
Let's hit the textual comments.
This one by Orc that says, there's a pretty glorious old mashup of DMX and the Ghostbusters theme song floating around. I immediately have to find it.
No, but here's a link. DMX and the Reading Rainbow theme. And that person.
Oh, that one. That one's great.
That person was kind enough to give us a link.
Yeah, thanks, Orc, for not giving us anything. Where you see?
I like user 749738-8608. Don't do me any favors coming up with an easy username. He says, yeah, she's right. Led Zeppelin sucks. I agree.
I agree.
Led Zeppelin.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading Rainbow.
You think it's a game? My dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading Rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look.
I love this.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading Rainbow.
This is the shit I be talking about.
Reading Rainbow.
You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game?
They're bringing the Reading Rainbow back. I hope that's the song that they use.
Yeah,
I think I'm glad LeVar Burton went through the whole Roots thing in order to just have his next show just have the N-word thrown about.
Yep. Good looking out, DMX. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Avocados are fucking amazing. Shut up. Who was that? NC Hammer? I can't see.
Avocados are
NT Hammer.
NT Hammer.
Different.
Oh.
Fuck yeah, Wisconsin. And avocados are effing amazing.
Tom, Chris, Dave. Which one are you? Says, Danger sounds like James Woods here.
Really?
What? Who even knows what James Woods sounds like?
People that watch Family Guy?
Yeah.
So not me.
Oh.
I don't like Family Guy. Why do you look so hurt right now?
I'm not hurt. I don't really care.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just like, really? You have to make that stance?
Oh, my
nothing,
God.
Nothing good comment-wise.
You know what I was just thinking about?
Yeah, there aren't a lot of great comments.
The Family Guy thing just made me think of every comic that does a Family Guy impression on stage.
Yeah.
There's one at every show.
Oh, God. That's why I don't see comedy anymore. Comedy's not
something,
funny.
It's not funny. Comedy's awful.
What did you guys confuse as British?
Hey, I'm Irish. I usually get pissed
off. Oh, you too?
Irish being confused as British.
You thought you too was no British?
Yeah, because, I wasn't thinking about it because I don't think of you too often. And I just, like, I called him British and Danger was like, what? Brett's brilliant.
Someone put Brett's
That's
brilliant.
That's Eric Tully.
Come on.
Eric Tully's my Eric biggest Tully. Fan.
We love Eric Tully.
Yeah.
Give it up for Eric Tully, everybody.
No, that's for me.
Oh, no. Don't give it up for Brett.
Yeah, definitely not.
Does anyone say that ATB is brilliant?
I do, all the time.
Yeah, just read the comments of any of his articles.
Yeah, people love me, especially after this column, I'm sure. Yeah, there are not a lot of great comments.
No, I mean...
You've all really, really just let us down.
Wow, who's the deft sin?
I don't know.
ATB's Oasis Love makes me want to fly out to California just to give him the best bad sex he's ever had while we sing obscure Oasis lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed to be a dude.
That sounds like bad sex.
It's definitely a dude. Yeah. Yeah. That would be, it like, would be weird sex.
That's a really good description of it. If you're using Oasis lyrics in your sexual description, it's going to be bad sex, but it's going to be the best bad sex.
Yeah.
Maybe and you could fuck in the bushes.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna get like.
Or you could hold her up against the wall. The.
Shh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Wonderwall.
I like it when people comment like, "This is the worst episode ever," or "This is the best episode ever." Do you have any of those?
No, we don't get a lot of that.
I don't.
If you stick it in the wrong hole, do you tell her not to look? Say, don't look back in anger.
Why are you?
I just want to think. I just want to come up with bad Oasis sex puns.
I don't want you to.
Ugh. I didn't hear. Oh, John Utah. We didn't say cunt. Can I say cunt on here?
Cunt. We said it three times. Yeah, I'm glad we got that out of the way. I feel like we should wrap this shit up. Kat Reinhart, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, let's plug. I don't know. I want to like plug my parents' church. I'm kidding. I don't even know where they go. In Georgia, so First Baptist downtown.
Church in Georgia.
Yeah.
If you guys are in downtown Atlanta, you can go to First Baptist. That's not true. Actually, they bulldozed it down.
Like all of downtown.
And the pastor got divorced, and that was like a huge scandal. My parents left that church. I have a web series called My Super Overactive Imagination. You know what? But can I just plug my Twitter at Kat Reinhart? How's that?
No, you cannot.
That's
edit that out, Brad.
Yeah. Can you censor that? Don't even edit it.
Just put the big people.
My J date name is KitKat 82.
Hey.
So far not J date.
Are we still going to the Murder House Thursday?
Yes. Oh, we're going to the Murder House. We're gonna record though. Can you come, Brett?
I live a few blocks away.
Excellent.
Jeff, do you wanna come will you come to the Murder House with us Thursday?
Well, I don't know what that is, but yes.
Because I can't drive.
I
have to come get you.
Yeah, you might even have to act as lookout while
I've
me
been
and
taking
Kat...
the bus too because my car didn't pass smog, so yeah. I don't have a car right
me
now.
Me and
so.
Kat will like.
Owning a car has furthered my career more than anything else at this point in time, I'm realizing.
Yeah, I should get a car. Someday I will.
Buy from Enterprise, they'll sell you one.
Yeah.
Pick you up.
They sure will. I got the King's treatment when I went there.
So, yeah, I think like, for my.
A sucker's coming to buy a car. The first one.
I love my car.
So yeah, we're going to the Murder House Thursday.
Nice.
It's exciting. Brett, you can come. You don't have to.
Broncos Chargers at 5:30 Pacific. So
oh, son of a bitch.
That's my one thing.
Mm. Well, they're playing the Chargers. They'll win. I don't need to be there for that. You have to go when it's dark anyway.
Oh, fuck no.
We want to go. Oh, yeah. You got to go when it's dark, Kat. We can go in the dark, right? You're good with that?
I mean, yeah. I was assuming we were going in the dark.
Okay, good. So, Jeff, we're going to the Murder House.
Maybe we're going to the Murder House.
Murder House. What do you have to plug, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you what. November 6th, I'm at Flappers in Burbank at the Yoo-Hoo Room at 9:30. November 9th, I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena. I've never done a show there. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Then November 14th and 15th, I will be in Scottsdale, Arizona, with Adam Todd Brown, Kat Reinhart, and Maria Shahada for the unpopular opinion first ever Southwest tour.
That's really happening.
And then I just got contacted, and I have to contact the dude later, that we will be doing Albuquerque shows right after that.
Yes.
So Albuquerque, New Mexico, get ready. But yeah,
before you guys ask, I think I'm going to be in San Diego that week, and I can't make it.
Oh, that's great.
Are you doing Nerd Rockers Ball on November 1st?
Yes.
I'm doing that too.
Me and El Gato Reinhart are...
Nerd Rock, is that the one in Anaheim?
No, it's at Kamikaze. It's
I'll be at Kamikaze.
Oh, I'm going to be at Kamikaze too, at the Cracked booth, whatever the last 2 hours on Saturday, because I have the show after. So I'm going to go sit at the
booth. I'm going to have a talk with Danger.
Fucking meet people. And
I should be on that show.
Probably take heat.
Is Danger booking that?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Danger.
So Adam Todd Brown and I will be at Nerd Rockers Ball November 1st.
I'll probably be there too.
Probably Jeff. We might need you to give us a ride.
I'm just kidding. I think Alex Schmidt is going to be there.
Cool. This is going to be fun.
I think. And Michael Swaim is going to be there. Yeah. And it's at...
DJ, tell those jokes.
DJ, drop that beat. It's at... Where's your show? Kat Reinhart.
I don't know.
The Lexington.
The Lexington.
Oh, my show.
Yes, your actual show.
I thought you meant like where's Nerd Rockers Ball.
It's the same place your show is.
Oh, which
is
the Lexington?
It's at the Lexington.
You do a thing on Tuesdays?
Tuesday night at the Lexington. You haven't done it?
I'm going to go.
You've never done my Tuesday night show?
No, you've never invited me.
I feel like we're really meandering here at the end.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Okay. Brett is getting...
I have to pee.
...visibly angry. Okay. Say... Oh, you have to pee?
Yeah.
Adam Todd Brown, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter at Adam Todd Brown. That's Todd with one D. The next Unpopular Opinion live show is October 28th at Westside Comedy Theater. And call us at 505-3-UNPOPS and yell at me about religion, probably.
505-386-7677.
Thank you for remembering to do that. We never tell people, but some guest always does, and then it didn't work last time.
It's because Danger dropped the ball.
This is like when I'm, like, if you're driving with someone who has to piss, like, I feel like I'm just purposely hitting bumps. Why did you tell me you have to pee, Brett?
Well, we're not going to sit in here for another 45 minutes.
We might.
What do you guys think about, like, the process of organizing?
Okay, say goodbye, Kat Reinhart.
Bye, guys.
Say goodbye, Jeff May.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Brett. Go piss.
Is this why you sabotaged my ship?
Is this why you sabotaged my piss?